This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Chaim Goodman-Strauss, our resident math professor. Chaim, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kyle.
All right. Let's see. The last time you and I talked, you worked me.
Oh, well, I tried to. We didn't really bet. So remember, we had three pieces of paper.
And I wrote down three different numbers.
And they could be as anything, large, small, I have no idea.
You went out of the room. You went out of the room.
It was fun.
I wrote down three. And then the idea was you would turn up. And if you didn't want the first number, you tossed it.
And it'd be gone forever.
Take up the second one if you didn't want that, toss it, and then you'd be left with a third. Or you could stop at any point.
Right.
And the deal was you would win if what you held on to was the largest number.
Right.
And you did that.
By chance.
Well, okay.
But I did have 50-50 odds using the strategy, so that was the puzzle.
I had written down, I believe, 3, 5, and 13.
Yeah.
And first you picked up 5.
Just, you know, as it happened.
And you tossed it, which was smart. Then you picked up 13 and said, I'm stopping. And so you won.
Well, wait. I think, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But in any case, by the way, but first let me just explain how to make some money on something like that.
Okay.
So it seems to most people that you would have only a 1/3 chance of possibly winning this thing, right? So that's mm-hmm. what you do. You say, look, it's 2-1 in your favor.
Yeah. I mean,
and
say.
When in fact it's 1-1, right? So then you kind of say, a fair thing would be for you to put up $2 mm-hmm. and for me to put up $1. But I'll tell you what, I'll give you a deal.
Yeah.
You put up $1.50.
Right.
So that's the way the hustle would work.
So, and the reason it seems to be better for me, the person who wrote it down, than it is there are three numbers. But you're eliminating one right off the top. So what you're doing when you hold on to the second one is you've got 50-50 odds.
No. Well, because the first one could have been the high one. In fact, you're right. I did, in fact, automatically discard the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And but that could have been, in fact, the right one.
Right. Say you picked 13 first out of 13,
right.
5, and 8.
Then it would have been over. And so, in fact, if you think about it, if I just discard the first one, pick the second one automatically, I still only have a 1/3 chance of winning. What I did was I picked the first one up and uh-huh. discarded it. And then I picked the second one up. And if it was higher than the first one, I would have kept it.
I see.
And if it wasn't, I would have discarded that. And
obviously, you would have discarded it.
And then the third one I picked up, and if it was, if I lucked out, which I did, then that would be the one I'd keep otherwise. Now, if you work it out, if you sort of rank them 1, 2, 3, 1, 3, 2, 1, you see that out of those six possible rankings uh-huh. for the order, first, highest, lowest, so on, exactly half of those will win with that strategy.
So you're going
to cool.
You're going to throw that first one away every time.
Yeah.
And then the clue is if you see the second one,
yeah.
that's higher. And so if you did that, if you did this hustle 100 times in a bar.
Maybe getting somebody to bet $1.50 to my dollar.
That's the key there,
yeah.
is you've got to have someone wager a little bit more than you.
Right.
So that evens out that if
right.
you win half the time, you're still
mm-hmm.
– I see.
Now, we actually talked about this a long time ago in a more general thing, and it turns out that you can always get up to one win with 1/ETH. Probability.
Well.
But I'll put the link back to the old podcast there. But that doesn't work so much with a bar bet. It just with this particular case, it's really simple and easy to deal with.
Also, last time you brought up another sort of wager thing dealing with flipping a penny.
That's right.
You said, Kyle, get out a penny. Flip
mm-hmm.
it 20 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, Kyle, if you get 20 flips and you never have back-to-back head results.
I'll give you $100.
However, if in that 20 times, the first two, the second two, the third two, whatever, you do have back-to-back heads, I give you $1.
Right.
The most I'm going to be at is $1, but you could be at $100.
That's right.
You said, you asked, is that a good thing for me to do? And I,
meaning that if we did it like 1,000 times
right.
or if I were trying to run a hustle or something,
right.
would it come out?
If we were going to do this every day the rest of my life.
Oh, boy.
You know, this is how either one of us went to work, we met at the corner and we did this
uh-huh.
every day. Would I come out ahead based on
well,
numbers?
Well, first of all, I think everyone knows that I'm a very generous
you are.
Kind
yes.
person. So, you know, just on that basis alone, we know that
yes.
it's going to be good for you.
Right.
And in fact, it is. In fact, if you paid up to about $1.68 – mm-hmm. Then you would be coming up ahead. At about $1.68, it sort of shifts in my favor.
Because I don't want to use the word odds here, but the
yeah,
numbers
well,
would show you that.
Well, there is a way to talk about it. There's a word, it's expected value. On average, what's the value of this game to
I
you?
I see.
And so actually, it has a really neat way to work this out. It turns out that this is the So the Fibonacci numbers are well known to to people. It's 1, 1, 2, 3, 5. Each number is the sum of the previous two. So 3 plus 5 is 8. 8 plus 13.
Named after Fibonacci.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I hadn't thought of that. Yeah. And so the it turns out it's the 20th Fibonacci number divided by the 20th power of 2 is the probability of winning, that those are the odds, so to speak.
Of getting those two heads in a row?
I see. Out of 20 games. And, of course, if for 25, it'd be the 25th Fibonacci number of 25th power of 2. And that comes out to about 0.0168. So that's on average, that's how many times I will win out of
– I see. So it's not a bad idea for me to take that if we're going to do it many times.
Right.
If we're going to do it just once.
Well, hey, it's only a buck.
Well, I mean, that's what sort of long shot gambling is, right?
Or for that matter, the lottery. So the expected value of a lottery ticket is actually much less than the cost of it. But, you know, you're paying for something else.
This might be a good way to show people how the lottery, you know, because not scratch-off tickets, but that big one where you've got a one in something chance.
Well, there's a funny thing about it, expected value, that it doesn't exactly correspond. The mathematical idea of expected value doesn't exactly correspond to somehow the human or psychological one.
Right.
And that's a very complicated topic that lots of people have studied. Lottery officials sure know about it.
Thank you, Chaim.
Thank you, Chaim.